Chief Medical Officer, CMO, Dr. Simone Keyser-Beach said the situation is considered an epidemic because there are more confirmed cases of dengue fever currently than the country would normally record during this period of the year when compared to previous years. Dr. Keyser-Beach said the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment continues to implement targeted interventions in the Grenadines to curb the spread of dengue fever.
So we have increased activities in the Grenadines. We've done targeted interventions. So we have teams. We are working with a private contractor in the Grenadines to do exactly what I said, the fogging and the source reduction. We are also advising persons, because I know the storage of water is extremely important, especially in the Grenadines. So that if you have containers you're storing your water, you make sure those containers are properly covered so that the mosquitoes can't get in and use those as breeding sites. We've also deployed staff from the Environmental Health Department, from the Health Promotions Unit, just to advise persons, remind persons, to help them in terms of removing those breeding sites, how to properly store water, what they should be looking out for.
Dr. Keyser-Beach said, there is still a lot of debris in the Grenadines that can collect water and aid in the breeding of mosquitoes which transmit dengue fever. She has also appealed to people throughout the Grenadines to be vigilant and work with the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment to reduce all mosquito breeding places.
There's a lot of debris, much less now than before. But anywhere you can, water can collect, that's what we are asking persons to look out for. Only water collected should be the water that you're storing safely for use. Otherwise, you should be looking for those piles of debris where the water could collect. And I know there are teams there that are cleaning and clearing. And we're just asking homeowners to keep an eye, look out, remove those breeding sites.
The chief medical officer added that there might be people who are affected by the ongoing fogging exercises. She appealed to these people to cooperate with the officers carrying out these exercises by finding somewhere safe to go while the fogging is being done.
When the fogging is being done, I know that some folks might find it irritating. So we always advise that if you have respiratory problems, if you are asthmatic, if you have bad sinus problems, allergies, you move away from the site where the fogging will take place, but you leave your windows open so that the fog can get into your houses, into where you're staying, into the shelters to remove the adult mosquito that's buzzing around in there.
Chief Medical Officer, CMO, Dr. Simone Keyser-Beach. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.